This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, dear friends. Agitin Gimel Iyar. Welcome, everybody. We have a very special share today. Thank you for joining. Bruchim Habam to the Kollel Agad Perka Monday afternoon, national share. We're now in the Yimei HaSfira. Next Friday, Pesach Sheni. Make sure you're well prepared with the Sefer Remeir Balanes and the Eternal Children of Hashem, which is available in English, it's available in Spanish, it's available in Yiddish. You could get the Sefer L'Kadomer Aneni in Lashon HaKodesh. Make sure you have the Sefer on Lag Ba'Omer. Lag Ba'Omer, the fire and the soul. If you want to participate in upcoming publications, we have a Sefer on Chinuch Habanim in English, upcoming. Sefer Davar Yafa Be'ita in Lashon HaKodesh. And for the first time, the Sefer of the Chafetz Chaim, Avas Yisrael, published with annotated, elucidated, stirring essays. And on that topic, we're going to begin a major subject this morning on Parshas Kedoshim, the Pasuk, Laisitar, Laisikaim v'Laisitar es b'nei amecha, v'yahavta loy, v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha ani Hashem. That is the subject matter of today's shir. Laisikaim v'laisitar es b'nei amecha. Do not take revenge. Do not bear a grudge to the children of your nation. V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. You should love your friend like yourself. Ani Hashem. I am the Lord. Ani Hashem. Rashi famously comments on this pasuk. V'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. Amar Rabbi Akiva, ze klal gadol b'Torah. Rabbi Akiva said, this is a great principle in the Torah. Now, there are a number of questions here. First, what does it mean, Ani Hashem? I am God. No kidding. Of course he's Hashem. Why is Hashem introducing himself in this mitzvah? What is the Ribbono Shel Olam saying, Ani Hashem? And furthermore, and I haven't really seen those who ask this question, what do Chazal mean? What does Rashi mean? Ze klal gadol b'Torah. This is a great rule in the Torah. Of course it's a great rule in the Torah. What else is it a great rule in? In baseball? It's a great rule in the telephone book? Why is it necessary for Rabbi Akiva to emphasize ze klal gadol b'Torah? What else is it a great rule in? Why the extra word? Rashi seems to include an extra word. Why does it need to say the word Batoirah? What's Batoirah adding to the conversation? Just say, Amar Rabbi Akiva Zeh Klal Gadol. This is also in the Sifra, in the Taras Kohanim, Kedoshim, Perak Yedado, Yisid Beis, Yahavta Recha Kamaycha, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Zeh Klal Gadol Batoirah. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos about a story about a Gentile that came before a Shammai. And he said, Shammai, convert me on condition that you teach me the whole Torah standing on one foot. So Shammai pushed him away. He said, Dachvay ba'amas habinyan. He pushed him with the measuring stick of the construction. Shammai said, get lost, go jump in a lake, go fly a kite. Balifnei Hillel, the convert came before Hillel. He says, Gairi, Gaireni, convert me. Gairi, Hillel converted him. Amar loy, Hillel then said, Da'aloch sani l'chavrach le'savet. What you hate, what is detested to you, don't do to your friend. Zuhi kala Torah, that is the whole Torah. V'idach perusha, the rest is just commentary. Zil Gemar. Go learn. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that somebody came before a Gentile came before Shammai. The Gentile wanted to be converted standing on one foot. Shammai said, get out of here. Hillel converted him. And he said, you want the Torah? What you hate, don't do to your friend. This is the whole Torah. The rest is commentary. Go learn. The obvious question is, how is V'ahavta l'reacha kamecha the whole Torah? It's an important part of the Torah. It definitely encompasses many of the mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveroi, but how is it the whole Torah? So Rashi brings two explanations. Rashi says, really, your best friend in this world is not your best man. It's not your best buddy. The Ribbono Shel Olam is your best friend. Like it says in Mishlei Chavzayin, Re'acha v'rea avicha al tazayf. Your friend and the friend of your father do not abandon. Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if Hashem is your best friend, if you had a friend and he asked you to do something, and you asked him to do something, you would want him to listen to you. If you asked him, could you give me a ride to the wedding? Could you pick up something for me from the store? If you asked your friend to do you a favor, you want your friend to listen to you. So Hashem is your best friend. You ask him to do things for you. So when he asks you to do something for him, you should not violate his words. It's detested to you that your friend would violate your words. So when Hashem commands you to do something, you should listen to him. That's how Rashi explains how V'ahavta l'recha kamecha is the whole Torah. Because contrary to what you think your best friend is the guy you go bowling with, the guy you play golf with. No, the Ribbono Shel Olam is your best friend. Therefore, he asked you to do something. He asked you not to speak Lashon Hara. He asked you to learn Torah. He asked you to daven in a proper way. So listen to him. Then Rashi brings Lishna Achrina, another interpretation, another approach. Says Rashi, Chavercha Mamish. It means your actual friend. And what it's saying is, the majority of the Torah is encompassed in V'ahavta l'reacha kamecha. Okay. But this still requires understanding and explanation. How exactly does le ma'ida alach sani lecharvach loisavet? How does this encompass the whole Torah? Let's start with Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel. Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel says on the pasuk that Hakadosh Baruch Hu created man in his image. Says Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel, ubra Hashem yas adam b'diyukne. Hashem created man in his image. B'tzalma Hashem bara yaseh. Hashem created man in his form. B'masan v'arba'in usmane evarin. With 248 limbs. B'tlas ma'a v'shitin v'chamsha gidin. With 365 sinews. U'kiram aloi. And he covered him. Moishcha u'malei yaseh bisra. He put skin on him. He put flesh on him. And he created him male and female. Friends, what's going on over here? The Targum Yonasan explains the pasuk that Hashem created man in his image, that Hashem created man with 248 limbs and 365 sinews. How is the creation of man in 248 limbs and 365 sinews a reflection of man being created in the image of God? Would you say God has 248 limbs and 365 sinews? What we see from Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel is that indeed, in a certain sense, yes. From here we learn that kiviyachal, if we could say that Hashem created man in his image, then Hashem does have ramach and shasa. How so? You see, Hashem and the Torah are one. And if the Torah has 248 mitzvah saseh and 365 loy saseh, then in a certain sense, if we could ascribe any kind of feature to the Ribbono Shel Olam, which we can't, but if we could, it would be 248 and 365, because that's the breakdown of the mitzvahs haTorah. So if God created man in his image, that is reflected in man having 248 limbs and 365 sinews. In fact, Reb Chaim Vital, in the Shari Kedusha, in Chilek Aleph, Shar Aleph, he says that the pure nefesh, which is the result of the 613 Evarim and Gidin, the pure nefesh is cloaked. The nefesh is cloaked in Taryag, Evarim, and Gidim of the nefesh Hatem Temeya, which is called Klipas. And then it's Nislabesh in the 613 Hislabshois of the Guf. So basically, the spiritual soul is coated in some kind of spiritual impurity, which is coated with the body. Now, everything in this world needs food. Everything needs food. You ever wonder? Some shiurim, there's no one there. And other shiurim, they're packed to the gills. And people say, "Wow, what happened? Is the first Maggid shiur, is he a better speaker?" He's not. The other Maggid shiur is a better speaker. Does the first Maggid shiur have a better delivery? No, he has a lousy delivery. So why is everyone going to his shiur? The answer is because that Maggid shiur serves a lot of food. Food, everything needs food. Some shuls, they have a lot of people they daven there. Why? Is it because the rabbi gives a better speech? No, the rabbi gives a lousy speech. 90% of the speech is why he talks about that he's not a good speaker and that he didn't prepare and he says a joke and it's a bad joke. So why is everyone davening there? Because they have a good kiddush, that's why. Everything in this world needs food. Emein kemach, ein taira. So the nefesh needs food as well. In fact, what is the food of the nefesh? The food of the nefesh are the mitzvahs, the taryag mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are called lechem, like it says in Mishle, l'chu lachmu belachmi. And each one, says Reb Chaim Vital, of the 248 Evarim, is sustained by a specific mitzvah, which correspond to that Evar. If an Eiver doesn't get the food that it needs, then it's going to be lacking. Now, the sustenance of mitzvahs comes from the four-letter name of Hashem, the Shem Havaya. We say, V'ata mechaya es kulam. The Shem Havaya encompasses all the mitzvahs. And then, the Reb Chaim Vital brings an amazing teaching of the Zayar. We know in Beshalach we say Zesh Zeshimi le'olam v'zezichri le'dar dar. Zeshimi, the word Shemi is Gematria 350. If you take Shemi and you add Ka Yud Ke, you get 365. Zichri is numerically valued at 237. If you add Vav Ke to Zichri, you get 248. Shemi and the two first letters of Hashem are 365. Zichri, which is 237 plus the Vav Ke, is 248. Therefore, says Reb Chaim Vital, a person has to seek and search and make efforts to be mekayim all 613 mitzvahs. Because imagine if a person didn't fulfill the mitzvah that corresponds to his head. He'd be like the robot who won the marathon yesterday in China. You know about the robot? They had a humanoid race in China. You had these robots. They are motoring down. They have arms. They have legs. They have a trunk. The only thing is the robots don't have a head. So if somebody fulfilled the whole Torah, except for the mitzvah that corresponded to the head, they would be headless. Or if somebody fulfilled all the mitzvahs, and they didn't fulfill the mitzvah that corresponds to the heart, they would be heartless. Or if somebody, let's say, didn't wear a tefillin, they would be, chas v'shalom, without an arm. Therefore, it's very important to make sure to fulfill all 613 mitzvahs. Because if you don't, then that particular limb will draw zuama and filth on that limb. Like it says in Yechezkel, Vatehi avoinoisam alatzmoisam. Because if you don't give sanctity to the limb engenders impurity. Also, you need to be careful to refrain from sin. Because by refraining from sin, you ensure that the limb that corresponds to that sin does not engender tumah. And the Chafetz Chaim, in his introduction to the Sefer, he brings that even in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, when the state of the Jewish people plummeted dramatically from its original Kedusha, and we were lacking many things. We didn't have the Ish Ven HaShamayim. We didn't have the Urim V'Tumim. We didn't have the Arayin. We didn't have the Shechina. We didn't have Ruach HaKodesh. But at the very least, we had the Beis HaMikdash, and we were able to fulfill all 613 mitzvahs. And by doing so, we were able to be mashlim our nefesh, all 248 evarim and all 365 gidim. However, friends, from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we are severely lacking. We cannot fulfill all 613 mitzvahs anymore. So, we're going to deal with the following question today. There's a major question. This question is addressed by the Shlach HaKadosh and the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and the Sefer Derech Pikudecha of the Bnei Yisachar, and the Shevet Musar of Rabbi Yoah HaKoyen of Izmir, and the Sefer Sama Dechaye of Rabbi Elazar Lowy, and the Tzafnas Paneach of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Nowadays, we're not able to fulfill all 613 mitzvahs, so does that mean we are all Balei Mumin? How can a person be Mashlim, the Evarim of their soul? Ask the Shlach HaKadosh, look at number 9. Ask the Shlach, Yesh Kan Mokoyim Iyon, Gadol. If one is not called Shalem, unless he's Mekayim all Taryag Mitzvahs, if that's the case, though there won't be anyone Shalem in the whole world, because it's impossible for one to be Mekayim all the 613 Mitzvahs. The Shlach HaKadosh goes through different possible reasons why there's no way to fulfill all 613 mitzvahs. Number one, the first reason why you can't fulfill all the mitzvahs, it's not possible. It's not within in the realm of possibility. Let's say, for example, there are many mitzvahs only a Kohen could do. But what if you're not a Kohen? Or there are certain mitzvahs only a Levi could do. And there's certain mitzvahs only Yisrael could do. It's just not within the realm of possibility to fulfill all 613 mitzvahs. Or number two, there are mitzvahs that are within the realm of possibility, but they're very unlikely. Most people have not been mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum, Baruch Hashem, or Chalitza, unless you have a brother, or if the brother has kids. And then the brother has to die without any children. Or most people have never fulfilled the mitzvah of if somebody divorced their wife and then she married someone else, you can't take her back. Or the mitzvah of being Moitzi Shemra. Or there are many other mitzvahs that the circumstances just never came up. Or there are mitzvahs that are more likely, but you need a certain circumstance. For example, not everyone can be mekayim a mezuzah. You go to a 13-year-old boy. Did you buy a house yet? Were you mekayim a mitzvah of mezuzah? He says, mezuzah, I don't own any real estate. Or not everyone could be mekayim tzitzis. And then there's some mitzvahs that need the Beis HaMikdash or need Eretz Yisrael. The bottom line is, even Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom was not Mekayim all 613 mitzvahs. Even the Avos who were the Merkava were not Mekayim all the mitzvahs. So the question the Shlach says, how today can a person be Mashlim all of their physical Evarim, all their spiritual Evarim, all their spiritual sinews, if you need to fulfill all the mitzvahs in the Torah to Mashlim the Nefesh? Well, then there is nobody in the history of the world who is ever an Adam Shalem. So we come to an amazing mechanism. Darachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Pekudei on the Pasuk Vayasu B'nei Yisrael, it says B'nei Yisrael built the Mishkan and the Aron, and the Arachayim HaKadosh says, well, only Bezalel did. Says Arachayim, Bezalel was the Shliach of Klal Yisrael, so it's like they did. What do you mean? They never appointed him a Shliach. That they did. They had a consensus that they were approved him as an agent acting on their behalf. But then the Arachayim HaKadosh says something amazing. He says this reflects the entity, the general entity when it comes to fulfilling Torah, and that entity is called the Jewish people. Koima Shalema Shal Yisrael, Klalus Yisrael. In other words, this idea that all of Klal Yisrael made the Mishkan, even though only Bezalel did, is a reflection of the concept that there is an entity called the Jewish people. This, says Arachayim HaKadosh, is alluded to in the mitzvah, V'yahavta l'recha kamoicha, because your friend is like you. In his welfare, it's good for you. And through him, you are mashlim your shlemos. And if so, says Arachayim HaKadosh, your friend is not some other. Your friend is actually you and is a limb of your body. And with this, we will have nachas. You know, says Arachayim HaKadosh, Hashem commanded us in 613 mitzvahs, and it's not within the realm of possibility that one person could be Mekayim all the mitzvahs. You can't be a Kohen Levi Yisrael and a woman at the same time. Doesn't matter how you identify yourself. You can't be a Kohen, a Levi, and Yisrael. You know, you have a guy, you go to a shul. Kohen, the guy raises his hand. You give him the Aliyah. Levi, the same guy gets the Levi. Then any Yisrael, the third guy, he raises his hand. You say, pal, what's going on? You're a Kohen, a Levi. So he says, yeah, I identify myself as a Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael. Now, we don't care how you identify yourself. You can only be one. You could either be a Kohen, you could be a Levi, you could be Yisrael, or you could be a woman. You can't be all of the above. So says the Archaim, it is not humanly possible to be Mekayim all of these mitzvahs. Ma mitzius yesh liyachad l'kayman l'hashlam tikkun l'ramach evar v'shsa gidav. The answer is, this is a reflection of the concept called the entity of the Jewish people. This is what it means, vayasu b'nei Yisrael, kechoel asher tziva Hashem. Hashem is considering them one entity, that since some Jews donated, and some Jews offered, and some Jews encouraged, therefore, the entity of the Jewish people built the Mishkan. Says the Bnei Yisachar in his Sefer Derech Pikudecha. Derech Pikudecha is a wondrous Sefer on the mitzvah. He's explaining the different dimensions of each mitzvah. Says the Bnei Yisachar that he has a Kabbalah that any mitzvah that one does not have the opportunity to fulfill, if you see your friend fulfilling it, you should help him physically, monetarily. So it means like this. Let's say I was never mekayim the mitzvah of pidyon haben because my oldest is a girl. So we never did pidyon haben. So I never did the mitzvah. But if I see my friend and he's making a pidyon haben, I should help him. I should drive him to the pidyon haben. I should give him encouragement. Or like the saying goes, nothing shows appreciation like cash. I should pay him money. All of Klal Yisrael is one body. Specifically, our souls are from one root. And, by the way, there are those who say a tefillah before the Mekayim a mitzvah that concludes with the words, B'shem Kol Yisrael. Actually, there's a tradition we have that the Rashbam, in his dying words, he revealed a secret that the performance of mitzvahs should always be done B'shem Kol Yisrael, and that's in the nusach of those who say the L'shem Yichud. Then, if you say, when you perform a mitzvah, I'm doing the mitzvah, b'shem kol Yisrael, then it's almost as if your friend did it himself. And there are sources for this from the earliest sages and the later sages. So there's an idea that even though I may not have done the mitzvah pidyon peter chamar, but if I attach myself to the entity called the Jewish people, and there is a Jew who was mekayim the mitzvah of pidyon peter chamar, and I do my mitzvahs on behalf of the Jewish people, I could tap into the performance of mitzvahs of another Jew, especially if I encourage that person or support that person. I could connect with their mitzvahs. By the way, the Shulchan Kadosh also says, if I see my friend has the opportunity to mekayim a mitzvah, I should help him, I should encourage him, I should help it see it to fruition, so then it's considered like I myself did it. Rabbi Eliyahu HaKohen of Izmir, in his classic work, Shevet Musar, he says, we know there's a well-known idea that Klal Yisrael in the realm of their souls are like one nefesh. Like the pasuk that we explained by he kol nefesh yoytze eyerach Yaakov shivim nefesh. Even physically, they're like one nefesh. Like it says, Adam atem. We're one. What does this mean? When a Jew is in tsar, we feel the tsar of our friend. As if the tsar is in your own body, because we are one body. That's one of the reasons why Klal Yisrael is called a sharvit shel zahav, a scepter of gold. Why? You ever notice that if you wash Nagel Wasser in the morning and you use a plastic cup, if you put in the cup hot water, you're not going to feel it by holding the handle. But now they have these copper Nagel Wasser cups. The copper Nagel Wasser cups, if you put hot water in the cup, you're going to feel it in the handle, because copper, whoa, copper is an amazing conductor. That's why they make wires out of copper. But the best conductor of all is gold. If you put boiling water in a cup of gold and you pick it up by the handle, you will burn yourself immediately. Copper is the best conductor. So you'll say, why don't they make wires out of gold? Why do you think? It's too expensive. So they make it out of copper. But gold is the best conductor. We're called the scepter of gold because when one Jew is in pain, the other Jew says, ouch. The other Jew feels it. We feel the pain of another Jew. We rejoice in the happiness of another Jew because we're guf echad. This is the reason of Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zelazah. Each person. And this is the reason why when one Jew sins, it hurts us. The same way in one body, if one Aver is infected, if one Aver is not functioning, it is an issue for the entire system. So since we're like one body and like one soul, if one Jew is mekayim a mitzvah, everyone's mekayim the mitzvah. So if a Kohen does it, the Levium get credit. If the Levi does it, the Yisrael gets credit. And says the Shevet Musar, a beautiful Perush, Lo Matza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klei Machzik Bracha LiYisrael Ela Shalom. The greatest receptacle of blessing is peace. Why? Because through peace, we become one guf. And by becoming one guf, then we get the greatest blessing. What's the greatest blessing? The 613 mitzvahs. Leimatza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Bracha Ela Hashalayim. Says the Sefer Sama Dechaye, an astounding idea. The reason Hashem created us is to be Mekayim the 613 mitzvahs. That's Kol HaAdam. Now, as mentioned already many times, it's basically impossible to mekayim all 613 mitzvahs. So says the Sama Dechaye, I heard from my uncle, who is one of the Rabbi Avram HaKoyen, the Ish Elokim from the Toshvei Yerushalayim. He says, when the Ger came to Hillel and he said, convert me while I'm standing on one foot, and Hillel said, Mai da alach sani lechavrich loy savad, idach perusha zil gemar. What exactly did this guy want? This guy is, that's a ridiculous request. He wants to teach him the whole Torah. First he says, teach me the whole Torah standing on one foot. And Hillel says, all you need to know is v'ahavta l'reicha kamecha idach perusha zil gemar. He never taught him the whole Torah. He said, teach me the whole Torah standing on one foot. Hillel never taught him the Torah. Ah. Says the Samad Chaye, quoting the Gemara in Bracha, Staf Lamed Aleph, and the Gemara in Erev, Daf Samach Dalid, Chazal tell us, Al Yiftar Adam Mechaveroi, Elam Mitoich Dvar Halacha. Do not take leave of your friend only from a matter of Halacha. What does that mean? Literally, it means if I'm going on a trip, I shouldn't say, okay, it was so nice eating potato kugel in your house, and I really enjoyed seeing your latest bottle cap collection. So until next time. No, you should take leave of your friend, midvar halacha. But it has another meaning. It means as follows. It's not possible for anyone to be mekayim the whole Torah unless you come on to your friend. Namely, through v'ahavta l'recha kamecha, you'll be mekayim Torah, and I'll have to get credit for your mitzvahs. However, there is a way that even without utilizing the mitzvahs of your friend, you could be mekayim all 613 mitzvahs. Chazal say, kala oisek b'parshas oila ki lo hikriv oila. Likewise, when you're oisek in the Torah of any mitzvah, it's like you're mekayim that mitzvah. So even if I don't come on to your performance of the mitzvahs, by me learning about a mitzvah, I was never mekayim the mitzvah of Egla Arufa. But if I learn Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Sefer, Derech Eson, and I learn the topic of Egla Arufa, it's considered like I'm mekayim the mitzvah of Egla Arufa. So the Hillel is telling the Ger, he's saying that if, I'm sorry, Chazal are saying, Al yiftar mechaveroi, if you don't want to have to come on to the mitzvah observance of your friend, and you want to be mekayim all the mitzvahs on your own, Al yiftar mechaveroi, don't exempt yourself from your friend, Ela bedvar halacha, only by you learning, because by you learning the mitzvahs, it will be considered like you did it. But there's another way to mekayim all the mitzvahs. You know another way to be mekayim all the mitzvahs? Kol zoch zachar legulgalaisam. You know how I can be mekayim all the mitzvahs? I start off in a gilgal as a kohen. I come back as a Levi. Come back as Yisrael. Come back as a woman. Come back. Each gilgal, you amass the mitzvahs that are applicable and relevant to that particular state in life. And by doing so, through all the various Gilgulim, you'll be able to mekayim all the mitzvahs. The Samad Chai says, this is the juxtaposition of Parshas Va'aschanan with Ekev. At the end of Va'aschanan, it says, Ushmartem eschukai hayoim la'asoysam, v'hoya Ekev tishma'on. Meaning, please try to be mekayim today, in your first stay in this world, the mitzvahs, because you're going to eventually have to mekayim all the mitzvahs, and you don't want to have to come back v'haya ekev tishma'on. You don't want to have to come back all the way in the end as another Gilgal. And he brings, this is the meaning of zesh shmi le'alam. Shmi with the yud-kei is 365. Shmi le'alam, the 365, you could always be mekayim. In other words, every Jew has the opportunity not to violate the 365 lavin. But zeh zichri, to be mekayim zichri, we said zichri, is Gematria 237 plus Vavke is 248. That's Dar Vadar. That's only if you come back in many generations. So therefore, the Ger asked Hillel, teach me the whole Torah, al regel achas. I want to be Mekayim the Torah in one Gilgul. I know I need to be Mekayim all 613 mitzvahs. I don't want to have to come back again to this world. I want to do it in one shot. I don't want to come back as a Kohen, as a Levi, as Yisrael, as an Isha. Teach me the whole Torah on one foot, meaning I want to be Mekayim all 613 in one lifespan. So he'll say, in one lifespan, you need your friend for that. If you love another Jew, you could join together like one guf, and then all the mitzvahs that your friend does will accrue to your merit, and you'll be a shutaf in all of their mitzvahs and all of their masim toivim. That's the secret of gairini al regal achas. I want to convert me, and I want to be mekayim all 613 mitzvahs in one lifespan. Answer: be part of the entity called Yisrael. You do that, you'll be accredited with all 613 mitzvahs. Amazingly, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, in a number of his drashos, in his Sefer, Tzafnas Paneach, in his Sefer, Ben Piras Yosef, in the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. And what's astounding is that the Chidah in the Sefer Kisei David quotes the drashos of Toldos Yaakov Yosef, and who he says is a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. It's really amazing that the Chidah quotes this a contemporary from such a different world. The Chidah was from Yushalayim and Italy, that he should quote an Eastern European Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov in the Ukraine is Oyem and Oira. The Chidah never went to the Ukraine. And this is a drasha that the Toldos writes in many of his Svarim. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef says like this: all the Kadmonim ask is it possible for one person to become all 613 mitzvahs? So the Gemara tells us, Ba Chavakuk v'himidan alachas. Chavakuk came and he narrowed down the whole Torah to one thing. What did he narrow it down to? Tzadik be'emunasai yichya. Ask the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, we have 613 mitzvahs. Who has the audacity to narrow the whole Torah down to one thing? It says, Lisigrami menu. How do you narrow down the vast Torah to one idea, one principle? The answer is, says Toldos Yaakov Yosef, there's another question, Rav Simloi, to what there's 613 mitzvahs. Keneged Evarim Shel Adam, how could a person be mekayim all of his mitzvahs? So the Toldos Yaakov brings the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, about the guy who said, Gai Reini Amanash Tzalam Deini Kala Torek Sheni Omer Aregel Achas, and Hillel says, Ma Adalach Sani Lecharach Loi Savid. What does it mean, Aregel Achas? Says the Marsha, his Kavana was, give me one principle that is a summation of the whole Torah. Another question the Marsha asks is, why didn't Hillel tell him the pasuk "Bi'ahavta l'reicha kamaicha"? Why did he give it in the negative? "Ma'i da'alach sani lechavrach le'savid"? To which the Toldos Yaakov Yosef says in Safnas Paneach, that I understand "Bi'ahavta l'reicha kamaicha" encompasses mitzvos ben adam l'chaveru. Doesn't encompass ben adam l'makom. And the Toldos Yaakov Yosef brings the idea that when there's shalom and achdos, when one person is mekayim a mitzvah, it accrues to their friend. So what Hillel's saying is, through v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, by somebody being mekayim one mitzvah, you attach yourself to the entity of the Jewish people and say, mekayim all 613 mitzvahs. By the way, through Achdus. You're Mekayim, all 613 mitzvahs. This is what it means. Ani Hashem. You know what the Ani Hashem is? The Yudkei joins up with Shemi to make 365. And the Vavkei joins up with Zichri to make 248. So it becomes Ani Hashem. So what's the drasha of Chavakuk? When Chavakuk said, Betzadik be'emunasa yichya, Tzadik be'emunasa yichya is referring to the Midah of Achdus. It's referring to attaching yourself to your friend who's on the Madrega of a Tzadik. Why does Tzadik have to do with Achdus? Rishayim, we know, have no peace, like it says. Ein shalom amar Hashem l'rishayim. But v'tzadik be'emunasa yichya, the emuna is, if you're mamin and you're medabik yourself to your friend, with the emuna that by being part of the Jewish people, even if you just do one mitzvah, you join with the klal. But the rasha is separates from the klal, and he's lo yichya. The bottom line is, it told us Yaakov Yosef repeatedly throughout his writings also emphasizes this idea, namely, that by being part of the entity of the Jewish people, this is the midah of Emuna b'tzadik, that through that you will live, you'll be able to mekayim the 613 mitzvahs. In the Sefer Amud Ho'avoida, the Amud Ho'avoida is the Kosover, Rav Baruch of Kosov, a Talmud of the Maggid of Mezrich and Rav Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk. I think recently it was a yard side of Rav Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk. He says, we know you can't be mekayim all 613 mitzvahs as one person, but Reuven is Mekayim some, Shimon is Mekayim some, Levi is Mekayim some, and together the entity of the Jewish people. If there exists V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, then we're considered one through their Ahava. This is what Chazal mean, V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, Zui kol ha-Torah kula, that's the whole Torah. Through V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, we're able to Mekayim the whole Torah. So I would like to suggest, that's what Rabbi Kiva said. It's a great rule in fulfilling the Torah. Without V'yahavta l'recha kamoicha, there is no way to fulfill the mitzvahs ha-Torah. That's why Rabbi Kiva says, Zeh klal gadol, in the Torah, in fulfilling the Torah. Otherwise, you'll have to learn the Sefer Chafetz Chaim HaKotzer, where he says, even though we have 613 mitzvahs, a fraction of them are available today. But through Avas Yisrael, you connect yourself to the Koima Shalema, the Jewish people, so then one is able to be Mekayim, all 613 mitzvahs, in a very spectacular way. V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, zeh klal gadol.
Wisconsin's thing.
Now,
way down the wall.
I want to bring to your attention, and we'll end with this, the amazing interpretation of the Yismach Moshe. Let me put it back on the screen. Yismach Moshe says, he quotes the Sefer Beis Shmuel Achroin, who explains the Gemara in Shabbos that we've quoted, that when the Ger said, convert me while I'm standing on one foot, Shammai pushed him away, and Hillel converted him, and Hillel said, Ma da alach sani l'charach lo savid, zuhi kol ha-Torah kula. So the Yismach Moshe says it's a great tema. What did the Ger mean, convert me, teach me the Torah standing on one foot? And how exactly is the whole Torah including v'haftal reicha kamecha? So the Beis Shmuel Achron explains that exactly what we said, every Jew has to be mekayim all 613 mitzvahs. And the Ger wanted to convert only in a way that he would be able to fulfill all 613 mitzvahs in one Gilgal, and he wouldn't have to come back. And when he passed on, he would go to his menucha. Regel means a time, like Sholosh Regalim. Convert me a regel achas. Convert me that I'll be able to do the whole thing in one time. And Shammai pushed him away. Shammai said, it's impossible. You can't be Mekayim all the mitzvahs. However, if you attach yourself to all of Israel, you become like boats connected one with each other. Each one moves the other. And that's why Hillel said, So the Yismach Moshe says, but what exactly did Hillel mean? Idach Perusha Zil Gamar. What does it mean? Idach Perusha Zil Gamar. So says the Yismach Moshe, an astounding interpretation. He says, of course, you have to be Mekayim. Even if you rely on V'ahavta L'reicha Kameicha, you have to be Mekayim whatever mitzvahs you are able to. So if there are mitzvahs that you're not able, those will not be considered missing from you because you'll fulfill it through your unity. Even though you're not going to be rewarded for the other mitzvahs, but you'll be a shalem because you fulfilled what you were able to Mekayim. And the mitzvahs you were able to be Mekayim, that's mefaresh, that had you had the opportunity to Mekayim the other mitzvahs, you would have done them. So we allow you to compensate through achdos. But if you're not Mekayim what you're able to, then there's no pirush, there's no biur, what you would have done had those other mitzvahs come your way. Actually, the commentary is you wouldn't have done it. This is what Hillel said. Idach, the rest of the mitzvahs that you're able to, perusha, the idach, the mitzvahs that you are able to do, will be a perush for the mitzvahs you're not able to do. And if you fulfill the mitzvahs you're able to do, that will be a commentary, and that will reveal what you really want to do. So we're coming now soon on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that when Naomi took leave of Rus, Naomi tells Rus, you sure you want to convert? But we have 613 mitzvahs. How in the world are you going to fulfill all of them? And Rus says, no, Amech Ami, your people is my people. Well, Rus could have told Naomi that regarding every mitzvah that Naomi told Rus, we have Yichud. So Rus could have said, Amech Ami. Naomi told Rus, we have Misas Bezdin. So Rus could have said, Amech Ami. Why did Rus specifically respond, Amech Ami, to what Naomi said, we have Taryag Mitzvahs? Says the Aruch Lener, the Taryag Mitzvahs, no individual Jew could be Mekayim, all of them. Some are only to Kohanim, some to Yisraelim, like we've said. Therefore, Naomi says, why would you convert? You have to fulfill all 613. Rus said, not a problem. Amech Ami, your people is my people. I love them all. And through V'ahavta L'reicha Kamoicha, I'll be able to fulfill all 613 mitzvahs. That's why Rus specifically responds to that challenge of Yesh Taryag Mitzvahs with Amech Ami. In any event, we see the importance of Avas Hashem, of Avas Yisrael, of Yahavta Lecha Kamoicha, is literally not just an important principle and to ensure civility and to ensure unity, but it's the backbone of the Torah. That's why Rabbi Kiva says, Ze Klal Gadol Batorah. It's the central principle of the Torah. Otherwise, you're limiting yourself to very small number of mitzvahs. But through V'ahavta L'recha Kamoicha, Ze Klal Gadol Batorah, that is a great principle in the fulfillment of all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Okay, friends, have a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha. And until next time, thanks for joining.
Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.